Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Hi, I'm Kim Wilson. Thank you for hanging out with me today. My intention for this podcast is to create a space of love that inspires you to love yourself and others on a higher level. Today we're talking about emotional numbness. Emotional numbness is the inability to feel much of anything. In a sense, it is a lack of emotion. When you're emotionally numb, you don't have much of a reaction to anything. You have difficulty expressing positive emotions like smiling, laughing, or getting happy over something that used to bring you joy. When you are emotionally numb, you may feel distant from others and have a hard time showing or receiving love from others. It's not uncommon for people who experience depression or post-traumatic stress syndrome, also known as PTSD, to try to escape their emotions by avoiding them. They may try to avoid certain people, places, thoughts, feelings, or anything associated with painful memories and painful emotions. Some people want to be emotionally numb because if they're numb, that means they do not have to feel anything. Some people avoid feeling emotions like sadness, guilt, shame, and anger by abusing drugs and alcohol. If you're high, you're not having to feel the real pain of your reality. When I hear people make statements like, I don't care, it doesn't matter, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter what happens to me, I become concerned because that's the start of what I call the give up. Meaning, I give up on this thing called life. I give up on beautiful relationships. I give up on learning something new. I give up on becoming a better me. And that's when the emotional numbness creeps in. Numbness can be dangerous. I like to think about it like this. When somebody has dealt with diabetes for a long time, the doctor may tell them, hey, make sure you monitor your feet. And they tell them that because they want them to be aware of any sores, any open wounds, or something like that. And when a person has had diabetes for a long time, they may be faced with something called neuropathy, which means the nerves are damaged in a certain area of the body. But when the nerves are damaged in the feet, there's a possibility the person cannot feel when there's a sore or an open wound. And if they don't feel that, that creates this space for infection to set in. Pain gives you information. And if your feet are numb, you don't have the information of the pain saying, hey, something is wrong here. I need attention. And if that infection goes on too long, you could be faced with gangrene and somebody amputating the foot, a part of the leg. When it comes to emotional numbness, it can be dangerous as well. Because when you are not able to feel your feelings and reach for help so you can have a release, all that stuff is just stuffed inside and it needs to go somewhere. It's like if you drink 8 glasses of water, that water has to be released. It cannot stay trapped in that bladder. You know, you cannot have, you know, the toxins of food and water backing up in your body. It needs to be released. So it's just the same with our emotions. When we don't feel anything, that doesn't mean that the feelings are not there. The pain is not there. It's just not being released. And there's this block, like this blockage there, this mental block. But the thing is, We don't have to sit in the pain of emotional numbness. There's something that we can do about that. There's nothing ever wrong with, I always support starting with a good therapist, having some good old talk therapy, psychoanalysis, psychotherapy, whatever you like to call it. It represents the release. It represents you doing your work, getting in there and gathering all this information and figuring out what has caused you to feel distant, what has caused you to feel like you do not want to connect with others. And, you know, is this a result of being traumatized? What is this? Just trying to get in there and figure out what it is. You know, the other thing too is, even when you're taking medication prescribed by a psychiatrist or your primary care physician, one thing that medication does, it controls the symptoms, but it doesn't get down to the root of the problem. So even if you're taking medication, you want to do that in combination with talk therapy. Because think about, if you never deal with what's actually causing it, and you take medication 365 days of the year, and you multiply 365 days times 3, that's 3 years that you've been swallowing pills, and you have not reached the root of what's causing those feelings, of what caused you to disconnect and what caused you to feel numb. You know, there are a couple of other things I think that we can do to start the path of feeling and expressing our feelings. There are all sorts of therapies out there. One of the things that I like to do as a counselor, when I go home in the evenings, the first thing I like to do is light a candle. And when I light a candle, for me, that represents aromatherapy. Just smelling that aroma of the candle, those fragrances just kind of relaxing me and relaxing my brain. The other thing I like to do is take a shower. For me, that represents hydrotherapy. Just having that water on the skin, moving about in a circular motion, or even a bubble bath. When I do a bubble bath, that's a combination of aromatherapy and hydrotherapy, because I'm getting the fragrance of the bubble bath and the carefully selected soaps. Music therapy. I absolutely love music therapy, because somebody is telling a story. It's something about those words combined with the harmonies and the melodies. And sometimes music, when a person tells their story in a song, it gives you a language. And you can hear that song and say, hey, I feel that way. Hey, that sounds like my story. And sometimes when that person is telling a story in a song, they're also giving a solution. They're saying, this is what I did, and this is how I got through it. And that can be uplifting as well. And there's also watching a movie. Sometimes when you watch a movie and it makes you to feel better, it sparks emotion inside of you, that can be a part of cinema therapy. Watching a movie, and that movie draw something out of you, and it provokes a feeling. And sometimes just doing something kind for someone and observing their joy can provoke feeling inside of you too. When I think about all the kids that's in the children hospitals, and they are managing cancer and heart disease and all sorts of things, when you walk inside that door and you say, hey, I'm just here to read a story to you, the fact that somebody showed up for them and you send this immediate message of, I see you, you matter to me, and I care about you, that is just, to me, that provokes feeling within itself. Or when you think about the veterans, you know, who are in hospitals, who left this country one way and they came back either spiritually altered, physically altered, or emotionally altered, and they are in a hospital, they would love just to have somebody to sit with them, listen to them, and that within itself can provoke a feeling. What we want to do is just get you to the space of feeling. Because one of the things you want to be very careful of not to do when you're emotionally numb is to isolate yourself. When you isolate yourself from others, what that does is it sends you into this hole that seems deeper and darker every day that you're in there because you're not connecting to people. There's nobody there to rub your back and say, it's going to be okay. There's nobody there to look in your eyes and say, you are okay. I'm okay. It's okay. We will get through this. We can get through this. It's one thing to isolate, and it's another to participate in alone time, because when you participate in alone time, it is with the goal and the expectation to renew. You're looking for the rejuvenation. There's a difference. So we want to make sure that we're not isolating. And if you know that you are experiencing emotional numbness, the first thing you want to do is bring yourself out of isolation, because those negative thoughts can really do a job on what you're already feeling. And if you're just looking for a support group, you don't know where to start, don't know how to reach out, you can always call the Georgia Crisis and Access Line, the Georgia Crisis Access Line, which is 1-800-715-4225. 1-800-715-4225. If you live in another state and you're listening to this, they can also connect you to a resource in the state that you're living in. The longer you stay emotionally numb, you are at risk for closing yourself off to people, which leads to suffering and disconnection in your personal and professional relationships. You do not have to do that. You do not have to sit in pain, because there's too many resources and people out there willing to help. And I certainly hope you use my podcast and all the information on my website as one of your resources. Everything that I do, I try to come from a place of love, because I know that you are amazing. Nobody in this world was born for nothing. You are not a mistake. You are not an accident. You are here for a reason. If you are listening to this podcast, that means that your heart has to have a reason to beat. When the heart beats on, that means that it wants to beat. It has a reason to beat. And that's where we start. That's where we start with lifting up the head and just speaking those positive words and saying to ourselves, I can, I will, I am worthy of love. I am somebody. You don't have to sit in emotional numbness. If anything, please know that your Kimmy loves you. Listen, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I hope you got some inspiration and feel propelled to share it with somebody else. Please be sure to return here regularly for my podcast that offers my perspective. Onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.